Hi guys, so you're back with me, Mel. Hope you're keeping well. Hi, I'm Mel and I hope you're keeping well. So guys, I was talking to you previously about my childhood and this is episode number 5. Thank you for joining me. I'm going to continue speaking about my childhood. So as you know, I came over from Trinidad into England and it wasn't the best settling that I had when I came over. The transition was terrible. Santa Claus was white. In Trinidad, Santa was black. That was traumatic on its own, realising that Santa was fake. And the only reason I understood that Santa was fake is because Santa was now white and everyone in Trinidad who was pretending to be Santa was black. So that was a trauma of its own. And then you had the food, the English boring food is what I called it. Your mashed potato, your cabbage, your Brussels sprout gravy and plain bland roast beef or roast chicken, roast pork or lamb of some sort that was served on a Sunday and would have a lard or a grease coating over it because I just would not eat the food. And I recall some of the Sundays that I would be given this to eat, and it was quite often that I didn't eat my food. And I wouldn't eat the food because I didn't like the taste of it. I've just come from the Caribbean where I'm eating roti, curry mutton, curry goat. Yet there's a difference between curry mutton and curry goat. Two different types of meat. So we'll be given that to eat. Curry chicken, roti, stew chicken, pilau, which is like stew chicken mixed up with the rice. Tomato choka, baigan choka, mango takari, which is a mango curry. Mangoes, pineapple, pomerac, all these beautiful fruits. And then I've come to England and then the food I was given was bland as the people and as tasteless as possible. And plus I was going through such a horrible environment, having such a horrible time in this environment that I didn't want to eat. So I would sit at that dinner table sometimes up to 3 hours because I just could not eat that food. My body was shutting down. My psyche, my mental wellness was shutting down because I was depressed that I'd left my home. I didn't know where I was. It was abusive. It was cold. I had snow, which I call ice at the time, coming up to my knees. And it was November 1986 that I came over. Maybe if you can Google it, you'll see what the weather was like that time in the UK. But snow was down to my little knees and I thought it was ice. And I was saying, "Mommy, I have ice up to my knee. Ice touching my knee. I can't feel my foot." Yeah, so all of these traumas, yeah, and all these responses. One of the trauma responses was I didn't want to eat the food. And I recall being given something called trifle. And I was like, what is this? I'd previously been given custard, which was hot with apple crumble or apple pie or something disgusting. And now I was being given trifle and it seemed that the same yellow stuff that was served with the apple warm is now being served with a dessert with jelly stuck into it with fruit. It was a combination of nastiness, but we were given this to eat. And on this particular Sunday, my sister and I were sat around that dinner table and we didn't like the food and we were being told to eat. And if we didn't eat, we'll know what's good for we and we get beat. And I just remember going and vomiting up that food. That food wasn't going down my throat. My belly was saying no more. My belly went on a strike. My throat went on a strike. Everything said no more. And then my sister looked at me and she vomited up the trifle. Yeah, so knowing our family and our parents and how they were, they said, if you're not eating it now, you'll have it for breakfast. Okay, fair enough. In our little heads, we thought, whatever's left on the plate, we're going to get fed it for the next day. No, whatever was left on the plate, including the vomit, was put into the saucepan, warmed up the next day and fed to the two of us. So we had to end up eating each other's food and vomit. And this was so traumatic that we just looked at each other. We never said nothing because we never used to. And we just ate the food. And we thought, it can't get any worse than this. We're now just having to eat the food. The next day, we just need to try and eat. But this was just one occasion. And I call it Sunday dinner. Sunday dinner was like a nightmare, a dread for me. I would be there for up to 3 hours. And over the years, gradually, whether a cousin was visiting or someone was visiting, they would feed me. And for some reason, I would eat the food, but maybe I'd have to sit there for an hour and a half and refuse to eat before someone would feed me. I'll have to share the front garden experience, I think, on episode number 6. But yeah, this is going to be called Sunday dinner, I think, the dreaded Sunday dinner. But that was a type of abuse that was taking place in our home on a regular basis. And we'd go to church, everyone would smile and be happy. But inside that house and what was taking place in Victoria Terrace in Newark, Nottinghamshire, East Midlands, was not a pretty sight. I was thinking, I'm studying a course and I've been looking at Maslow's hierarchy of need. In 1943, there was a paper titled The Theory of Human Motivation. An American psychologist, Abraham Maslow, theorized that human decision making is undergirded by a hierarchy of psychological, physiological needs. So some of these needs, core needs, they're saying that you need these basic needs so you can obtain a higher level of operation. There's 5 different categories of human needs that dictate an individual's behavior. Those needs are physiological, safety needs, love, belonging needs, esteem needs, and self-actualization. So when you look at the physiological, the first of the ID-driven lower needs on Maslow's hierarchy are physiological needs. These are the most basic human survival needs, include water, food, sufficient rest, clothing and shelter, overall health and reproduction. Maslow stated that these basic physiological needs must be addressed before humans move on to the next level of fulfillment. My question is, what if you never had this as a child? How can you move to your next level of fulfillment as an adult if these things were abused, neglected, mistreated somewhere or the other? Because quite clearly, I've just shared about the food, and I'm going to share about being put outside to eat on my next episode. But I've just shared about the food, and this must have had an effect on me, because the food I was given wasn't helping me. And I actually became malnourished. You would have called it anorexic in this day and age. But back then they called it malnourished they made you see a nutritional doctor. And I remember seeing a doctor about being underweight. I think I was like 4 stones when I was age 9, age 10, age 11. My weight wasn't going up. I've actually got a photo of me and my sister, my little sister, who's 5 years younger than me. We look like the same age. Our bodies are the same size and thickness. But my head is massive. So my head is massive and my body looks like a little baby. So I'm guessing that according to Maslow's hierarchy of physiological needs, mine was not met and it had an effect on me. So yeah, so I'm sorry if some of you listening out there, guys, might be a bit shocked of what I've just shared. But it is what it is. And I just want to put it out there. I do eat mashed potato now, but I just make nice mashed potato. I do eat gravy and cabbage, and guess what, I even eat Brussels sprout and trifle. Praise Jesus that I am healed and I can actually eat these things now by choice. And I flavor my mashed potatoes with strong mature cheddar cheese, grated garlic and onion, and herbs in there. And yeah, I've designed and spiced up some of this English British food to my palate, and I can actually enjoy a beautiful Sunday dinner now. So yeah, anyway, guys, I'm going to leave it with you for this one, and I will join you on the next episode, and we shall talk about Sunday lunch in the garden. Anyway, take care. Thanks for listening. And remember, you are loved. You are blessed. You're in a good place. So am I. I'm not where I used to be. And until next time, take care.